The Twilight concert series is over, but they aren't seeing huge profits from ticket sales. The Utah Senate attacks the Department of Environmental Quality after seeing the outcomes of a legislative audit. And Dan Nalen heads to the state fair. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Wednesday, September 12th. I'm Brian Grimmett. If you expected the Salt Lake City Arts Council to be rolling in the dough after charging an admission fee to this year's Twilight concert series, director and founder Casey Jarman says think again. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Jarman says the drop in beer sales paired with lower attendance mostly offset the new source of revenue. This summer, concertgoers paid $5 at the gate or $35 for a season pass. But the series drew an average of 15,000 people per show, which is about half of last year's attendance. That's why Jarman says it will still require a large financial commitment.
But much less than it was last year. And so that's very encouraging. It gets us back on track. Our budget was at zero. We were using every resource we could come up with to fund this concert series, and it was just too much of a drain on the Salt Lake City Arts Council.
Jarman adds artist fees, which make about two-thirds of the budget, continue to rise. So he doesn't expect the concert series will turn a profit anytime soon.
I'm hoping that it'll mean that we can continue with this level, maybe even bring in a little bit higher profile artist that we can now afford on the series.
Jarman says if concerts had been free again this year, only four or five shows would have been mounted instead of nine. The Twilight series wrapped up August 30th in Salt Lake City's Pioneer Park. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
The president of the Utah Senate is wondering whether the State Department of Environmental Quality should be eliminated. Mike Wadups is also saying the state's top radiation control official should be fired. Wadups attacked the agency after seeing two audits from the Legislative Auditor General's office. DEQ Director Amanda Smith called the reports misleading and says auditors misunderstand the radioactive waste industry. A group of environmentalists, business owners, and others are protesting the state's attempt to gain control of federal public lands in Utah. The Utah legislature passed a bill demanding the federal government turn over sovereignty of public lands in its last session, and Governor Gary Herbert signed it. If the federal government refuses, which seems all but certain, that sets up a legal battle that opponents say will be costly and unnecessary. The protesters plan to deliver a petition to the governor's office this morning in opposition to the effort. Representative Jim Matheson has accepted invitation for four debates this campaign season, but his Republican opponent, Mia Love, says that's not enough. Love accuses the six-term Democrat of shrinking from public debates because his views are in conflict with those of 4th District voters. Matheson countered by saying some of Love's proposals are extreme. A flood retention pond broke open yesterday in Santa Clara, west of St. George. Water from heavy rains poured into the town, flooding about four square blocks. About 30 homes and businesses were evacuated. No injuries were reported. The water receded quickly, and the city is now looking at repairing the damage. About 100 property owners are suing Rocky Mountain Power and blaming the utility for one of Utah's largest wildfires this year. The Wood Hollow Fire covered 75 square miles in San Pete County. It destroyed 52 cabins or houses in central Utah and left one man dead in June. The lawsuit was filed yesterday in 6th District Court. It says arcing between power transmission lines touched off the wildfire. Rocky Mountain Power tells the Associated Press that the lawsuit is unnecessary because it's offering cash settlements to property owners. A 38-foot jet boat got stuck in the Colorado River Monday evening. Grand County Sheriff's deputies say the boat operator was steering close to the riverbank to allow canoes and inner tube riders to pass by and got stuck on a sandbar. A few of the passengers were injured when they were thrown out of their seats. And finally, KUER entertainment reporter Dan Nalen spent some time at the Utah State Fair yesterday and says he was disappointed with the music offerings there. But he found there was a lot more to the food at the fair than the fried green jello everybody's been talking about.
The food attractions are quite a worthwhile trip. I found funnel cakes first. That was my goal. Always good. Multiple stops for that. And what I was really surprised at were the local outlets. Moochie's, which everyone knows for meatball sandwiches and Philly cheesesteaks. They have a booth now. Siegfried's Deli offering up German fare. And then, of course, There's beer, which I had no idea. I could walk around the Utah State Fair with an overpriced Bud Light in my hand, enjoying the carnies and the kind of freak show attractions, the rides, all with a frosty brew in hand. So it makes it quite the unique event here in Utah.
And that is your KUER News Pod for Wednesday, September 12th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.